Please get ready for Yoga Nidra. Become aware where you are right now, time, the place, and the position of your body. The body is lying on the back with the hands next to the body and the feet a little bit apart. And then become aware of the whole body. Awareness of the whole body, the whole form of the body, the way it's lying here on the floor. Awareness of the whole body, awareness of the whole body. Awareness of the whole body. The whole body. The whole body. And tell yourself, I'm aware I'm going to experience Yoga Nidra. I'm going to experience Yoga Nidra. The whole body. And also the breathing process. Experience the way the body is breathing. Breath awareness. Awareness of the breathing process. Awareness of the breathing process. Awareness of the breathing process. Breath awareness. Not breath control, but the way the body breathes when you do not interfere. Now comes the resolution. Here, in the beginning of Yoga Nidra, and also at the end of Yoga Nidra, you can repeat a resolution, a decision, a seed that you plant in your mind and that will, without a doubt, grow and manifest in your life. In Sanskrit, it's called Sankalpa. You only use one resolution, you don't change it from time to time. It's the same each time you practice Yoga Nidra, until it becomes fulfilled. Same words, same understanding each time. Repeat it here several times and also at the end. Sankalpa. Yoga Nidra begins. Feel the thumb of the right hand, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm, back of the hand, whole hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, right side of the chest, waist, hip, thigh, knee, lower leg and calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole, the arch, the ball, the whole sole, the instep of the foot. Big toe, feel the second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. I am conscious, I am aware, I am awake, I am experiencing Yoga Nidra. And now become aware of the left hand thumb. Index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm, back of the hand, whole hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, left side of the chest, waist, hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole, the arch, the ball, the whole sole, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, the instep of the foot. I'm conscious, I'm aware, I'm awake, I'm experiencing Yoga Nidra. I now experience both soles of the feet. Both soles of the feet. Right buttock, left buttock. Right side of the small of the back. Left side of the small of the back. Right side of the back. Left side of the back. Right shoulder blade. Left shoulder blade. The spinal cord. The whole back. The neck. The back of the head. The top of the back of the head. The whole top of the head. Forehead, right temple, left temple, right ear, left ear, right cheek, left cheek, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eye, left eye, the center between the two eyebrows. The whole nose, the tip of the nose, the upper lip, the tongue, lower lip, both lips together, chin, throat, right chest, left chest, the pressing underneath the chest, the whole chest together, heart, stomach, navel, abdomen, sex organs, excretory organs, the whole right leg, the whole left leg, the whole right arm, the whole left arm. Become aware of the whole head, awareness of the whole head. Awareness of the whole head. And now the whole body. Experience the body as a whole. Awareness of the whole body. 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 I'm conscious, I'm aware, I'm awake, I'm experiencing yoga nidra. Now become aware of heaviness. Awaken the feeling of heaviness in your body. Feel the body's weight against the floor, the weight's lying here. The arms are heavy. Feel the weight of the arms, hands and shoulders. The legs are heavy and the feet. The trunk is heavy. The head is heavy. The weight of the head. The whole body is heavy. Awareness of heaviness in the whole body. Experience heaviness in the small muscle on the forehead. Feel the forehead as heavy. Soft, heavy. The muscles around the eyes are heavy, and the eyes themselves. The lips are heavy, the cheeks. The whole face feels heavy, heavier and heavier. The whole head, the whole body. The arms are heavy, the shoulders and hands too. The legs are heavy, and the feet. All the muscles along your back are heavy. The stomach muscles are heavy. The face is heavy. The whole body is heavy. Experience heaviness in the whole body. Heaviness in the whole body. I'm conscious, I'm aware, I'm awake, I'm experiencing yoga nidra. And now become aware of lightness. Light hands, light feet, light arms, light legs, light head, light trunk. Lightness in the spinal cord, it is weightless. The brain is weightless. The whole body feels so light, lighter than air. It is as if you are in doubt whether you are actually touching the floor, so light you feel. Lightness all over. The thighs are light, the knees, the calves and lower legs, the feet. Shoulders are light, the upper arms are light, the elbows are light. Lightness in the forearms, lightness in the hands. Lightness in the head. The spinal cord is weightless. The brain is weightless. The whole body is light, lighter than air. Lightness in the whole body. Lightness in the whole body. The feeling of lightness, which just comes to you. You don't do anything really. You just experience lightness. Lighter and lighter. I'm conscious, I'm aware, I'm awake, and now become aware of heat. The experience of heat. Like a heat wave, you're lying here dozing in the heat, not caring to do anything else for the moment, but just experiencing this heat. The whole body feels hot. When you think of heat, it's like a small perspiration starts all over the skin of your body. You feel the heat. Or it's like a soft flow of heat entering the body at the navel and spreading throughout, to the tip of the fingers, to the tip of the toes, making you feel hot all over. Or you can also think of a day on the beach, a hot summer day, the hot sand, the hot sun. The experience of heat. The experience of heat in the whole body, heat all over. The arms are hot, the legs, the cheeks, all over. The whole body feels hot. The feeling of heat. I'm conscious. I'm aware. I'm awake. I'm experiencing yoga nidra. And now become aware of cold. How is it to walk barefooted on a cold floor? Experience cold in the soles of your feet. How is it to touch something cold in a refrigerator, for instance, or a cold window pane, or snowball? Feel cold in the palms of your hands. Experience cold on the top of your head. Cold in the soles of your feet, in the palms of your hands, on the top of your head. The experience of cold. Freezing cold. Cold that goes to the marrow of your bones, like you're lying outside in a window with barely any clothes on. Frosty wind is blowing, snowflakes in the air, the lakes are frozen. But you want to experience this cold. You want to have a conscious experience of cold. You allow the experience, feeling of cold. And now return to the normal body temperature. Be aware, I'm conscious, I'm experiencing yoga nidra. And now feel pain, anywhere. A short but clear experience of pain, a real experience of pain. Go into the experience, allow it, feel it, pain. And then forget about it. And experience pleasure. A pleasurable feeling that fills body and mind. The experience of pleasure. Let this experience deepen and become a true feeling of happiness and contentment. I'm lying here resting in myself, feeling happy and content. You are the source of this happiness. No matter what happens around you, you always can rely on this inner source of happiness and contentment. It makes you independent, creative, and lovable. Happiness and contentment. In the body, there are so-called chakras or psychic centers. We will just briefly touch upon these today. Experience Muladhara chakra, the fundamental root chakra above the perineum, between the sex organs and the anus, a little bit up in the body. These are also called psychic centers, where the vital energy and consciousness meet in different junctions up throughout the spinal cord. The next one is connected directly to the spinal cord. It's called Svadhisthana chakra, one's own place. You feel the sex organs and a little bit above, and then you move backward into the spine, the base of the spine. Svadhisthana chakra. At the navel, you have Manipura chakra, the place of the jewel, the contact area in the front, around the navel and a little bit above. The chakra itself, a smaller area in the spinal cord behind the navel. so you move from the front to the back. Anaha chakra, the chakra of the unstruck sound, which is at the heart. Not at the heart itself, but at the level of the heart. The contact area in the front. The chakra itself in the spinal cord behind the heart. Anaha chakra. Vishuddhi chakra is the throat. The contact area in the front. The chakra itself in the spine in the throat. It's called the purification chakra. Chakra means wheel, whirl, energy whirl. Now we go to the eyebrow center. That is the contact area of Ajna chakra, or the so-called third eye, which is in the middle of the head, near the pineal gland. First feel the eyebrow center and then go into the middle of the head. Ajna chakra, the chakra of control, command. Then go to the top of the back of your head. And there feel a small point called Bindu, the drop, the point, where the Indian Brahmins have a tuft of hair. And then Sahasrara chakra, the whole top of the head, the thousand-petaled lotus, the brain, the skull, the hair, and a little bit above. The whole area up there. Sahasrara chakra. Let's feel these areas again. Sahasrara, top of the head. Bindu, top of the back of the head. Ajna, from the eyebrow center to the middle of the head. Vishuddhi, in the throat. Anahat, at the heart, the level of the heart. Manipur, at the navel. Svadhisthana, behind the sex organs at the base of the spine, and Muladhara above the perineum. Muladhara, Svadhisthana, Manipur, Anahat, Vishuddhi, Ajna, Bindu, Sahasrara, Bindu, Ajna, Vishuddhi, Anahat, Manipur, Svadhisthana, Muladhara. At Muladhara, see an inverted red triangle. Inside it, an oval-shaped form. Around that form, a little snake coil 3.5 times. This is the psychic symbol of Muladhara chakra. At Svadhisthana, it is a state of unconsciousness or self-forgetfulness. At the level of the sex organs in the base of the spine. At Manipur, the psychic symbol is a golden lotus. Bright golden lotus. At Anahat, it is a tiny flame burning steadily in a space. Vishuddhi, nectar drops and the sensation of cold. At Ajna, a state of absorption. At Bindu, a crescent moon and a starlit night. Bindu on the top of the back of the head. Sahasrara, top of the head, an infinite large flower, a red lotus flower, thousands of petals. Experience as a flower up from the top of your head. And now experience a farmer plowing the fields, turning the earth. Grab a handful of earth, smell it. Let it run through your fingers. Experience a little stream in nature or a little fountain. the sound of water running, an unbroken sound. And the water is very pure, you can taste it. A campfire burning, the feeling of the heat, the sounds of the flames in the wood, the sparks flying up into the air above. Now experience the air touching the skin of your body. All over your body, the air is touching you. Experience that contact with the air. Experience the space around you, the space of this room, the space above this city, the space of the universe in which we live our lives. Then come inside and experience the inner space, the space where you have your dreams and thoughts. Yes, everything that you experience is taking place in the inner space. Experience that space. And maybe in there you see a symbol of light and color. Now see a yogi in meditation, absorbed in meditation, sitting in a lotus pose. See Buddha in meditation. See yourself sitting in meditation. See yourself lying in yoga nidra. A golden egg, a golden bird, a golden spider on a golden web, an old temple, a bell ringing, the fragrance of flowers. Mentally listen to the sound of Om everywhere. Am I the body? Am I the thoughts? Am I the emotions? Am I the sensations? Who am I? Discover the witnessing consciousness in you. I am that consciousness. It lives through everything, experiences everything. Or go into the center of your head and there experience a tiny golden egg of light in itself. I am the golden egg. Am I the body? Am I the thoughts? Am I the emotions? Am I the sensations? Am I the karma? Who am I? Discover the witnessing consciousness in you. I am that consciousness. Or go into the center of your head and there experience a tiny golden egg of light in itself. I am the golden egg. Hari Om Tat Sat. Now yoga nidra is over, and in a little while I'll be saying Om Tat Sat 3 times, and then you'll be coming out wide awake with a clear mind and a body full of energy, ready to face this day and your life with clarity and strength. But first, your resolution. Your resolution is to be repeated here again. If you haven't got one yet, then wait till next time. Repeat it here several times, with the same understanding, the same words as before. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat. Yoga Nidra is over. Come out gradually, first while you're still lying on the back, test your senses. Start listening to the sounds around you. Feel the skin of your body. And when you are fully in touch with your body and your surroundings, then also open the eyes. Look around a little. Take it easy. Make sure you know where you are. And then finally, sit up and look around. Yoga Nidra is over.